getting real close to.
Snow down here in Gert.
Sure I sent you and Ken?
Yeah, I got a video. It was you looking at your truck. So I'll have to go back and look again.
That was a video of me driving. I just took a quick video of the road.
I've already had, and it being as cold as it is, it don't take much up there.
It's already white up here.
It's traffic. Nobody knows how to drive on 85 right here, 101. KO4CF, I'll be stepping off real quick.
KO4HK, standing by.
CF, I'm back.
Here, I'm just sitting here in Anchor's parking lot. The wife's left work now, so she's heading home, so I figure I'd just sit here until she gets down close in case I gotta go get her.
I thought it was just going to be a flurry down here, which it's got a few spots that's whitened up, but other than that, I don't think it's going to mount anything.
There's enough to make the ground white up here. That's about it. I won't call it any accumulation. That's about all there is.
But you get any kind of precipitation, people can't drive.
I know. I'm glad I got the tool truck parked before it started.
Yeah, but that thing's fun to drive in that.
It just don't turn.
Yeah.
Just sent you a picture of where I'm sitting.
Out a little bit. Yeah, I pulled in the parking lot this morning at work, and I figured I'd be away from the building enough to where it wouldn't matter. You know, as I'm going up the drive, I lose it. But then I thought, well, I park at kind of the bottom of the parking lot, closer to 101. And it was just nothing. I mean, I keyed up, I called out, and I didn't hear nothing.
What it takes to block sometimes, isn't it?
When you think about it, I mean, you don't even have any coming up over the building. I mean, it could be the antenna location on my truck as well that doesn't help. But they've definitely added more buildings since I used to park up there.
Parking somewhere else than you normally do?
Park in the small lot that was kind of in the front of the newer building, I guess. And then for a while, I was parking on the other end, you know, near the truck gate, kind of wide open away from the plant. And so I've been parking back in that little parking lot again. Used to be fine in my other truck, you know, especially with the antenna on top of the roof. But like I said, this morning, it just wiped it out. I didn't have nothing.
Well, we figured the timing on it, it was about time for you to clear out anyway.
Yeah, parking lot didn't say anything, and it was too late. So I don't know from now on.
I was people moving around me. I was making sure I wasn't in the way of anybody.
Snow we're getting, it is not, it's tiny. I mean, it's little bitty snowflakes, but it is not wet at all. I mean, it's windshield. It don't even leave anything. It just goes up over the truck.
This is the kind of snow you get up north where it's so cold you just get little pellets.
Or two. Maybe as I'm driving, I know it's there, but it's just barely coming at the windshield. It's so small I can't see it.
Quit up here right now. It's still little bitty things, fine flakes, just like you say. You got to really pay attention to see them, even sitting still.
Yeah, if it starts making the roads even a little bit messy, I'll have to cancel Boy Scouts tonight.
Be careful out there.
Yeah, I at least got the truck. I mean, you know, as long as it's not icy, it'll work, but not everybody has that. And you don't want kids to get out on the road with their parents and get hurt.
Roger that. That's the last thing you want, somebody trying to get out when... You got to make that decision, be able to make that decision for yourself. Is it really worth going to Boy Scouts or staying home?
Yeah, so I guess if it don't amount to much, I'll probably just let them come on as long as they're not going to get any more. But I'll figure that out once I get a little bit closer to home. And then I guess as long as the parents don't back out, we'll probably still have it, but we'll see. Because, I mean, the boys, they'll give them a chance to at least come and do something active and go outside and play and then sit inside and do it again, go back outside. Which is about the way the meetings go. So we'll see. But yeah, don't like it's going to mount a whole lot of anything. I don't even think the road's really doing much.
Said the roads are starting to get white wherever he's at. Now he's over there in Greer. He should be home by now.
plant, like the spots where nobody had parked, where you could, those were starting to take a little bit of snow, but any kind of driving or anything on it, it wasn't accumulating. So, like I said, Spartanburg, it's hard to tell. I mean, I'm driving down the interstate now, and you know, if I didn't know it had already started snowing, you just think this was left over from last time.
Well, it just depends on your location, I guess, because some are getting a little bit more, some are getting a little bit less. And I heard that, I was listening to the news there today, they issued a blizzard warning in Texas for the first time ever. It never would issued a blizzard warning for Texas and southern Louisiana.
I hate to see what that does, because, I mean, as little bit of snow they have, I guarantee you, you know, besides the country guys or whatever, people that need trucks, I can't imagine too many people down there are even remotely ready for something.
Or HKX. Well, they do have a couple things going for them. It shouldn't last too long, and they don't have to make many turns because the roads are just flat and straight.
And hopefully it won't get any ice. I'm sure some areas get it, but you know, that's the worst part of everything is just the ice. Gets, I mean, there ain't much you can do to get traction on it. KO4, CM.
You know they don't have the equipment to clean it up or move it or do anything, so they just got to sit there and wait for it to go away.
Well, I couldn't imagine. I mean, as frequently as they see it, which is probably, you know, next to never, I couldn't imagine they'd have a lot of equipment that they get in.
I'm watching people again, make sure I'm not going to get run over.
The way they drive, you got to be careful, you never know.
Which is probably one of the worst places you can be.
It don't make you any safer.
A busy parking lot. It's not a Walmart or parking lot or something like that. It's the church's warehouse down here, so pretty much everybody's gone. Just every now and then there's somebody comes through.
There's snow blowing around on the road because it's so dry, it's, you know, you see it being whisked around.
I was saying there's just not enough moisture in the air, but if there was more moisture in the air, it would be bad right now.
You won't get anything, period, like not even this. I thought it was going to be pretty much sunshine all through today and tomorrow.
After that, I didn't think we were supposed to get anything much either, but like I said, we ain't got much. The biggest thing will be in the morning when it's so cold, because I think it's supposed to be down in the low single digits up here.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to getting up in the morning and going driving, because it was cold this morning. I hate to see what it is in the morning.
It's 8 when I left the house this morning, so I can't imagine what it's going to be in the morning. The thing that bothers me or concerns me is all the people that are still living in tents just north of me.
It's not an optimal situation to be in when it's that cold, because it's, I mean, tents don't hold heat at all.
The good heavy canvases were made for this.
They'll stand up okay, you know, the canvas ones like I got, but I mean, it's not going to hold that 8 degrees, single digits. Even, God, I couldn't imagine being in one 20-degree weather. You'd be freezing your butt off. Because when we were down in Columbia a few years back doing the winter camp, I think it got down, it was probably mid-20s. And, man, it was, I had multiple layers on and still sleeping in a sleeping blanket with everything else on, just trying to stay warm.
You comment?
Nah. I can't believe you don't want to come out next week and camp with us.
I'm not sure yet. Go ahead, comment.
Well, I was out in California when Fex, we were out there for 10 days and had 6 inches of snow, and I didn't feel my feet for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But not good either, so we were kind of AOL and SOL on that one.
I double with you there just to start with, but have you made it home yet?
No, I just had to stop and pick up milk. Now I'm on my way back, and traffic's picked up because of this.
Milk, where I think you are, you're close to home anyway.
And it's
home then.
Nope.
I'm away from home.
Down here at the Willow down in Greer.
That don't sound like you're almost home.
But the one in Tigerville, I would have been right around the corner.
Thinking you were at.
Closed on Tuesdays.
Last week, you know that's a class 3 felony up here in North Carolina? Right now?
Pasteurized, it's not raw.
It's a class 3 felony to be selling raw milk up here in North Carolina.
What, get right from the cow?
Until last week, I grew up drinking it, I didn't say nothing about it. But a buddy of mine was, we were talking about it, and he was telling me, and we pulled it up and looked, sure enough.
How about a thing?
And it's illegal to have sex with an alligator, so. I
want to know how it got on the law book.
People are into some freaky things.
It's a bit weird, though.
Some of the crazy laws that are on the books when you go looking into it.
For a moment in time for one reason or another. Okay.
Shane, KO4HGX.
KO4CEF.
4VUT.
And I think it's Jamie. And Andrew. I was just going to let you know the roads are getting slick on takeoff. The tires are starting to spin. But Beth was at a local store that sells raw milk. And there was a lady and her young daughter standing in front of her at the display. And the girl said, "What's that, Mom?" And Mom said, "Oh, that's just stuff that people who are crazy and don't care about their health drink, because you can get really sick drinking that." And she said, Beth reached around her and said, "Excuse me," and grabbed a jug of it and smiled at her and walked off.
Out of that cow a lot more than what I'm trusting what comes out of homogenized milk.
How we milked, we had goats we milked, we drank it straight from them. You know, you'd run it through a strainer, but it's what we did for thousands of years.
A ton of diabetics running around back then, weren't there?
Sitting around long enough, it just turns to yogurt.
KO4CEF.
HGX, that's why I can't do yogurt.
By cooking it and homogenizing it, it kills all the enzymes that makes it go bad when it sits up in the ditch. He just spun and went right in the ditch.
Five.
And he's in a little Toyota four-wheel drive. I guess he thought he would be okay. But he sure wasn't. Went right off the road.
Notice something today?
Amy.
The world didn't end.
And my ATRS went off. Same thing. By the time you were answering, my APRS keyed up. I didn't get to hear. What was it?
I said that the world didn't end today, like everybody said it was going to on the news.
People, though.
Still hiding in their safe space.
No, it didn't end.
Crying room for 4 years.
And a repeater. I agree with you. The world did not end. But anyway, I'm got to get off of here. I'm going to watch the road and watch the people. N4ZLK, you'll have a good night.
You be careful out there. And I'm following the wife home now, so I'll be short time.
I'm returning the neighborhood now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe on your way home, and we'll holler at you another time on the radio. Patrick, I'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your 5.
UT, thanks for talking to y'all. It was great talking to y'all this afternoon, and I'll be clear 73.
Andrew and Jamie, y'all be careful. I got just a minute more. I'm just letting you know I was getting close to the house. I wasn't that far away.